I'd rather die than blank. I'd rather die than get my blood drawn. Oh, I know. I can't even look. I hate that.
That doesn't bother me at all.
It does. I can't. I'm like, I can't look.
I'd rather die than have my stepchildren live with me full time.
Oh.
Then watch my ex-best friend be together with my ex-fiance slash kid's father.
No.
I bet. Aww. I bet. I'd rather die than jump out of a plane again. I'd rather die than be drafted to fight for a war. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
Oh, watching everything that's going on in Ukraine. Like, oh, it's horrible.
How do you feel about this one, Des? I would rather die than be on television in my bikini.
Oh, God, me too.
Can you imagine? Twin Cities Live does a big profile on Des in her bikini.
Oh, come on in. Oh, let's check this out from every angle. You're welcome, Twin Cities.
Des doing some boob soup in a hot tub, everybody.
Oh, man. Are you bikini ready?
Oh.
Are you ready for the season?
I am going to skip this bikini season.
Oh, you're skipping it. You're going to set this one out.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm just skipping in general. I've moved on to like the
Are you one piece?
The moo-moo-y ones, a swim dress.
With the flowy like ruffles and stuff.
Yeah, I know it's like,
real ruffly, huh?
It's not like anybody thinks, wow, I bet it's really great under there. Like, I wish you were in a bikini, but I'm pretending it's better than it is.
All right, well, whatever. Okay. I'd rather die than move back in with my parents or ask them for money, right? I'd rather die than ever have to deal with my ex-sister-in-law again. Boy, she must be a real bear.
Wow.
You'd rather die than deal with her. Jeez. Than hang out with my wife's best friend again. Hmm. Like, boy, again, that's her best friend. And you're like, I would rather die.
She must be bad. Or maybe they're just really annoying together. Sometimes that can happen.
Yeah. I'd rather die than live in Texas. Boy, I might have to join you on that one.
I went one time. Des and I went one time. Oof. I was good. I'm all right. Of course. What?
It fits Des, though.
I know.
I bought
cowboy hats there. Man, I was wearing cowboy boots.
It's like she's one of seven people who likes Nashville. I get it. It's a small amount of people.
Oh, she's not in the minority.
No, that is the new like mini Vegas.
Totally.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost too busy now.
I know. In a while. Where it's gotten out.
I know. So then I heard Austin is the next best thing.
Yeah, me too.
Shouldn't have probably said that because now I'll miss the Austin thing too.
Everybody's all about Austin, Nashville. Totally.
Yep.
Yeah. But hey, I'm sure you've got great places you go.
Yeah. Totally. Like Maplewood, Oakdale.
That mall's bomb.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
I'd rather die than eat mayo and Miracle Whip. Mayo is from the devil.
Ooh, from the gods. But Miracle Whip, I'm with you. Ugh.
Oh, you'd rather die than eat Miracle Whip, really?
Okay, fine. If I had to in a pinch.
You would eat it.
I don't like Miracle Whip. It's too tangy. It's too sweet.
You'd
like
rather die.
It's like you take mayo and you put sugar in it. Like, what is wrong with you?
I love Miracle Whip.
That's one of my favorites. I actually prefer it over mayo.
You know what the best is? Day after Thanksgiving, take two slices of bread, load it up with Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip. Put your stuffing and turkey on that.
Yes.
Best sandwich ever.
With the mayo.
The Miracle
the
Whip.
Tangy zip of Ooh Miracle Whip.
Gosh, that's good.
A little cranberry sauce.
Is that their tagline?
Yeah, it's. I think the tangy zip of Ooh Miracle Whip.
You really quoted that.
Well, what else am I supposed to do? You know I know food. Am I supposed to sit here and pretend I didn't know the tagline?
Maybe.
Okay, so I should have missed. Yeah. Okay, got it.
I'd rather die than have to be a supervisor trying to manage people and all of their BS. No, thank you.
That doesn't sound fun to me either.
All right. I'd rather die than be in a living hell relationship with an alcoholic again. Oh. The lies, the anger, the blame game, the meanness, worrying about their safety as well as others on the road. My life was a living hell for 6 years, and he wouldn't leave my home. Thankfully, I am no longer dealing with that.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's intense.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm glad that's over too.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new monthly edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes today. American Funds Distributors, Inc.